USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Some Republican-led states have pulled out or are in the process of pulling out of federal unemployment benefit programs. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says the administration will continue to advocate for states to keep the unemployment benefits for the next few months.
We don't actually know, because the data doesn't exist yet, what the impact of the implementation in these states is. Our view is that American families, there are still millions of people out of work. They still need a little bit of extra assistance.
Republicans argue the benefits are hampering businesses' abilities to hire workers. Vice President Kamala Harris is promoting the child tax credit. Harris traveling to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and noted the child tax credit payments will start going out on July 15th. That's when about 36 million American families will get up to $1,800 in cash. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6. And it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Over the weekend, Georgia cleared its voter rolls of over 100,000 names of people the state says were either deceased or moved out of the state. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp reacts to the updating of voter rolls on Fox and Friends.
It's pertinent for the Secretary of State's office to be following federal law when it comes to list maintenance and keeping our rolls updated. You also need to remove deceased voters and things of that nature.
Democrats crying foul, arguing that frequent voter roll purges can be a tool of voter suppression by removing legitimate voters. Vaccine plateaus are starting to be seen across the nation. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine and state medical professionals are raising concerns about the plateau and the number of people getting COVID vaccines in Ohio.
The president has set a goal of 70%. We think that's a good goal. We're certainly not going to be at that point by July 4th, but we are not done. You will see some more initiatives from us.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergenauer with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
China will risk international isolation if it fails to allow a real investigation on its territory into the origins of the coronavirus. That's according to U.S. Security Advisor Jake Sullivan. Sullivan making those comments on ABC's This Week. Sullivan's comments follow Biden's overseas trip, where the G7 leaders, including the president, called for another investigation into how the virus originated. Sullivan also telling ABC's This Week the choice is clear for China.
What Joe Biden did in Europe this week was rally the democratic world to speak with a common voice on this issue. And it is that diplomatic spadework, rallying the nations of the world, imposing political and diplomatic pressure on China, that is a core part of the effort we are undertaking to ultimately face China with a stark choice. Either they will allow, in a responsible way, investigators in to do the real work of figuring out where this came from, or they will face isolation in the international community.
Some Republicans, including Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton, are skeptical anything will be done to hold China accountable.
Yeah, I don't think Xi Jinping is quaking in his boots that Joe Biden's not going to invite him to coffee at the next G20. Look, it's not surprising that this crew doesn't traffic in threats to their enemies. The only people they seem to threaten are allies like Israel.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.